Town of Discovery Bay regular CSD board meeting is now called to order. Would everyone please rise and follow Vice President Pence in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Director Leet.
Thank you. Okay, now is the time for public comments on any subject not on the agenda. I do not see any cards, so Frank, come on up. Obviously, 3 minutes, please speak to the board. You know.
This is Frank Dissington, Discovery Board. Is it on?
Should be on.
I should call loud.
Well, we have to record it.
Oh. Oh, is that on?
Oh, much better.
You'll be on YouTube later.
Okay. Frank Dissington, Discovery Board. I'm reading a letter for a concerned Discovery Bay homeowners dated May 15th, 2019. Subject: cease and desist letter for the new community center pool. Dear Town of Discovery Bay and its board members, this cease and desist letter is served upon the Town of Discovery Bay and its board members due to attempting to build a new community center pool. One, without a vote of the homeowners, and two, without consideration of the associated long-term taxing consequences to the homeowners. While the Town of Discovery Bay board members heard numerous objections regarding this new pool, the Town of Discovery Bay board members chose to move forward to attempt to build a new pool, one, regardless of the facts presented by Discovery Bay, by concerned Discovery Bay homeowners, and two, without a homeowner vote. If the Town of Discovery Bay and its board members, one, do not cease and desist attempting to build a new community center pool, and two, do not conduct and tabulate a vote of the homeowners, a recall election or a class action suit or a lawsuit shall be commenced against the Town of Discovery Bay and its board members, with the exception of Director Brian Uto. I said that right. If the Town of Discovery Bay and its board members, one, do not place a homeowner vote regarding a new community center pool on June 19, 2019, Town of Discovery Bay.
Hold on, wait a second. My phone went off.
Oh. Okay, where do you want me to start?
There you go.
Okay, I'll just write one paragraph.
There you go.
If the Town of Discovery Bay and its board members, one, do not place homeowner vote regarding the new community center pool, this is
pretty good. Try this.
This keeps going on.
Oh, shoot.
Just speak in. No, it's not.
Not the light?
Carol?
Yeah, I'm trying to replace the batteries.
We have lights on, okay, we don't touch it. Now the light goes out.
Yeah.
Must be a dead battery.
Go ahead.
My apologies.
Go ahead and go forward, Frank.
Let me finish.
Speak up.
So I'll speak loud. If the Town of Discovery Bay and its board members do not place a homeowner vote regarding a new community center pool on June 5, 2019, Town of Discovery Bay member agenda, meeting agenda, and do not authorize to conduct and tabulate a homeowner vote, the aforementioned shall immediately commence. The Town of Discovery Bay and its board members are not receiving another cautionary letter on the subject. Sincerely concerned, Discovery Bay homeowners. Okay. I'll give this letter to staff.
My apologies.
Thank you, Frank. Any other public comment? Okay, I will close public comments, move on to the consent calendar. Any discussion? Any items to be done?
Move for acceptance.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Motion carries. Veolia. Already authorized. meeting.
Okay, the month of April. Town, I mean, staff continues to practice our safety, doing over 173,000 hours. Training, we did fire space training for the month of April. All state reports were submitted on time. Update a little bit, wells two and four have been under rehab. They are both been in reinstalled and are back in service as of this afternoon. We had a contractor did the control of well four. We got today and finished the touches on that. So both wells two and four are back in service and running. We produced a little around 63 million gallons in the month of April. We had about 37% reduction compared to 2013, so we're still doing very well on our water conservation. Wastewater plant running very smoothly as we're going into from spring to summer. Very high quality water coming out of the plant going to the river, so we're doing a great job of cleaning up the river. The violations, all the stations are running.
I heard you. It didn't slip by.
Staff's doing a great job and continue on the work orders, keeping the backlog to a minimum, trying to get things repaired as soon as parks come in. So things are going very well on the water and the wastewater side. Any comments, questions, concerns?
Just a point of clarification. Call on emergency responses. What's the difference between a call out and an emergency?
So emergency would be like we had an SSO, sewage spill, major power outage where we were running around with the generators. Regular call outs, like if they get an alarm and have to go check something, from SCADA, operators had to come in. And something like last night, we had a power blip. I don't know if anybody in town seen it. We had a millisecond power blip where our inflow pump station, the PLC trip, so we had to come out and redo the breaker on that. That's a general call out, but emergency would be like an SSO.
Back truck, the whole bit.
Something like that, yeah.
Did you have something?
Right after you.
Thank you, sir. Our connectivity used to hover around 2110, 2118, and it seems to be climbing a little bit more. Is there a reason why our salinity is going up that we're aware of? Or?
No, we do not know. We did a study back in January where we tested the lift station. We're going to do another one in June, 6 months later, so if we're still seeing the same high dose. And we found three or four manholes that we are getting a higher content of salinity in it. It is related to our water reduction. But we do have a higher salt content. There are some homes that do restaurants, other houses, catering. The more you cook, the more salt content you have in houses. So we're trying to narrow it down to exactly where it's coming from, but we're still working on it.
Bernie, we go way back on this issue, like 9 years, you and I, 10 years. We at one point had some problems with the state on it a little bit, but then we came in and we made a policy to ban all salt-related water softeners and made our effort. The state, we're okay?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And we met with the state that came out because we're going through a permit renewal, and we met and talked to them about this. And this is the issue throughout the state, not just in Discovery Bay. Okay.
They have bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, and they're looking at this, the numbers. So it's 2,100, a reasonable number for Discovery Bay, or should be higher. So they are looking at that as part of the permit.
Thank you. So Bernie, that power outage last night, that was a question that I was going to ask you, answer part of it, but it was very quick, not enough time for even your backup power to go on.
No, it was, in some equipment, it does trip, and some it doesn't. Like Newport, the water plants, it has to be off at least a minute for the generator to kick on because it's bad for the switch gear. But some of the, like it's treatment plant number two, some of the clarifiers trip, because it don't take much. Because the clarifier two is at the very end of our grid, that's where the grid stops. So anytime you get a sneeze there, it'll trip it. But that, other than that, there was no issue.
And that requires a physical body to come in.
Yeah, the operator will get an alarm of power outage or loss of power, and it'll go, and you have to go and reset it.
Okay. And that's wastewater, freshwater, any trips or anything like that happens?
Nope, never done on the wastewater, on the water side, where it's just hit and miss, depends on where it happens at.
Okay. And absolutely transparent to the residents.
Correct.
Yeah, that quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thanks,
Bob. And
I don't get the usual updates that I used to get. We did replace the pipes with the casing. We had to replace some pipes that, when we did the well rehabs on 2 and 4.
Correct.
We had to go in and put in some new line casings.
Correct. That's correct. Okay. Yeah, and that's all done. Like I said, both wells are back online and on.
Okay. I know you guys knew that, but I did.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Moving on to F1, employee personnel manual.
Yes, the town's employee personnel manual is the controlling employee relations document for all the district employees. We review this manual on an annual basis, and we look for things that need to be updated either by law or change in circumstances, etc. And so the changes that you see here on the staff report were changes that were presented to the Internal Operations Committee at their last meeting, and they made a recommendation that the full board approve the changes as outlined and approve the accompanying resolution. There is one correction to the staff report, and that is the third up from the bottom. I listed as being 3.4.E.Edward.3, when in fact the true section number that talks about the jury duty issue is 3.5.D.3, and that's located at page 23 within the document. So it's before you for your approval, and I'm available for questions.
I can say this, that it's another one of those, if you can't sleep, read that manual. It was a lot to read, but very, very well done, and the corrections were well highlighted, so we can understand. Looks good.
And I can just state that Internal Operations did review this policy before recommending it come to the board, and we thought it was consistent with what needs to be done to upgrade the, with the changes in personnel as well as some changes in the laws and such, and to upgrade for the board.
Good. Thanks for that, man. Public comment? Thank you.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
Let me close public comment.
Move staff recommendation.
And you said I
second.
Okay. First and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Okay, moving director's report, Sandy Community's internal operation.
Well, you heard it. That was it.
Okay. Thank you for the update. And the one other one was ECCFPD, so the East Contra Costa Fire Department, went to their meeting. They had a two-hour workshop, 4 to 6. I was unable to attend that, but did get a chance to talk to Chief Helmut and got an update. It was a very fruitful, very productive meeting. Similar to our workshops, they go over a lot of activities and futures. The one key element I'd like to bring back to the group is that we have a brand spanking new fire marshal, which his name is Stephen Aubert. It's A-U-B-E-R-T. He is the first fire marshal ever in East Contra Costa with the fire department. So this is a big step in fire prevention in many different ways. They'll go around and inspect certain activities and make sure that codes are met with the slight staff that they had before for the difficulty to allow to be provided in advance. So it's a monumental time, I think, for the fire department. That's good. So if we get a chance one more time, Stephen Aubert. That cover any other reportable items? Okay. Manager's report?
We move on to general manager's report.
Moving on to that one now, general manager's report.
Moving on up.
Okay, I actually have two items. One is listed in the actual agenda, and that is to see if there's a consensus with the board here on actually canceling the July 3rd, 2019 board meeting and the Park and Recreation Committee meeting and the Communication Committee meeting and the Water and Wastewater Committee meeting, which are all meeting on July 3rd, which, as we know, is the day before Independence Day, which is a holiday. We know that we'll have two board members not present during that time. This is a time when staff also takes vacation during this period. And so the recommendation is to go ahead and cancel those meetings.
Do we need a motion for that?
Yes, we should have a motion to.
Are you going to reschedule committee meetings to the third Wednesday of the month? That our next 17th would be July 17th would be the next meeting, right?
Yeah, no, that would be special meetings. But if we need to do a special meeting, we can hold a special meeting on that day or any other day in the month in between the normal regular meetings.
So it sounds like your recommendation is to simply cancel these meetings.
Okay. Yes, and if something comes up, we'll hold a special meeting.
I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation, understanding that if any of those meetings have, if something critical occurs between that and the next scheduled meeting, then a special meeting will be called for those committees and or board meetings.
No, second.
Okay. All those in motion? Public comment. Okay, I'll close public comment. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Just clarify for staff and for public as well, those will all be noticed. Any meeting cancellation notice will be noticed for the public, and public will know that.
Yes.
I have a second item,
yes,
Mr. President. Some of you may have noticed that the flags are at half staff.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank our Parks and Rec manager for making sure that gets done. It's Peace Officer Memorial Day on May 15th. In fact, it's actually Peace Officer Memorial Week, but on the 15th, that's the actual day where we remember peace officers that are killed in the line of duty. And in 2018, 144 peace officers were killed nationwide. 134 of those were male, and 10 of those were female. The average age of the officers were 41 with 12 years of service. In 2018, 11 were California police officers, which was the highest number with three other states, just for information.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to correspondence received. Looks like we've received four. I will not go over them. They are primarily information. Discussion. I hear no discussion, so we'll close out the meeting is adjourned.
You missed one.
Future action. Future agenda. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. I actually happen to have something that I'd like to bring up.
I'm glad you did.
At this time. I'm really not comfortable with the direction the board is going with regards to I'm really not comfortable with, because I don't understand the direction the board is going with regards to the pool options. And believe me, I get votes and I'm fine with the vote, and I understand that we're moving forward with the design of the pool. And I understand that the board is, you know, looking at the feasibility of building a better and more attractive pool at the community center. And when I say attractive, I don't mean cosmetically as much as I mean attractive to the community, to attract more people in and make it a more positive thing. I get that. And I agree, and I understand the majority of the board voted last week to spend $43,000 to come up with a design, which will allow us to go out to bid for RFP. However, what I'm confused about is that this does not, that this design will not come back with any ability for us to make a decision, because it will not be the entire project. In other words, we're not having the project design, we're just having the pool design. I appreciate President Mayor's comments about how slow government works also, but we don't need to contribute to that. My concern is that if we continue to push this out, and one of the options is that the pool will come back more expensive than we can afford. That's a very real possibility. We may all agree on that, we may not. But if we keep pushing this out, we have no chance to finish this pool in a reasonable time if we continue to move 3 months, 3 months, 3 months to get pricing for this. So I don't know how to do it, and maybe some of the other directors have more experience in this type of construction than I do, but my problem is that why aren't we getting an RFP for the entire project as opposed to just for the pool? We know there's going to be more involved. Therefore, I would like to see an agenda item on the next meeting that addresses developing specifications for the entire project. And that's what I was getting to. I would like to have that future agenda item on there because we cannot discuss it tonight.
That's correct. And I was getting toward Mike that said, what's the item that you want on there? Thank you for...
I can talk as long as I want to, sir.
But it's not a discussion item for tonight. So I would ask staff to do that. I think that Director Gray is right on.
I just think we need to discuss it so we all understand it, because I'm confused. I don't get it.
Yes. And so it's clear. Today, I think that we are looking at a design to come back and a estimate. Those are the two factors. Bring back to the board. So I think if we put it onto the next agenda, we could discuss if that motion is exactly what the board is looking for. Is it the most expedient manner?
Currently, the board has directed staff to up to $43,000 to engage with the design company.
Yes.
We can place this onto the agenda for a discussion and action item. And at that time, we can discuss what authority was delegated to staff at that time.
Perfect. Yeah. And I think clarity,
I think
is
process very, very is what I'm looking for.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
Not to change anything, but yes, just to look at process.
Let me maybe just add a little something to the way I understand the process. Once this pool is being designed and the design is final, the consultant that we've hired is then going to go down and engage with the county. And that brings the other component, the building component, to it. And once they engage with the county, because there's no way to know right now what the county's going to demand, ADA, all that kind of stuff. Once we get the county's input, now we have the ability to get the total package, and that's when we'll be able to make a decision financially whether this is feasible or not. But we have to have the design in order for the county to give us their input on what we have to do with building and the ground.
So with all due respect, I think we're discussing the agenda item next month right now.
Well, I'm just trying to give you clarity. Right. Quite clear.
Enough discussion on that. We know the title of next meeting. Yes,
please. Correct. If I could go back to one moment to correct the record for when we were discussing the correspondence. You said four items. There were the five items. There was the one item that was distributed to the board that was placed onto the dais. It was staff not prepared to prepare a report. It's for information only.
Okay. Thank you. That's a good point. Thank you. So does staff have the item for agenda to clarify?
The way I understand it is it's an item for discussion, and it's developing specification for the entire project, a new community pool project.
Or how we're going to get there.
Yes.
That's all.
Sequence of events. What's expected? Okay.
I have the general idea. I'll put it in my words, and we'll discuss
okay.
it.
Okay. And it's
iron it out prior to the next agenda.
I can give you some input on that during the week.
With legal's okay on this, I would say discussion of possible action.
It'd be entitled to the board. Yeah, we can help advise staff.
Thank you. Okay. Any other future actions? Now I'll close it.
Thank you.